Are you a content creator looking for a space to create and elevate your brand? Well, look no further. The Core Queen Podcast Studios is now open. Core Queen Podcast Studios offers spaces for content creators to record or to live stream their podcast. Whether you're an aspiring creator or you're a seasoned vet, the Core Queen Podcast Studios is here for all your content creator needs. Visit CoreQueenPodcastStudio.com for more info. That's CoreQueenPodcastStudio.com today.
Hey, 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 it's your girl, the Core Queen. We are back with episode 30 of the Core Queen Podcast. Y'all, we over here having some technical difficulties, so bear with us for a minute. We're going to have to get this microphone together. The last episode, we had Ryan Davis tore up my microphone. No, I'm joking. He ain't tearing up. Is it good? Okay. All right, but I got my girl. She back with us tonight, y'all. Yeah. Shakira.
I'm in the technician tonight. Hey, Work it out.
Listen. We are back with another episode, y'all. We got some good stuff to talk about. But for y'all who have not seen my girl on the show a couple times, I will introduce her again to the show, and we're going to get into this topic, okay? My girl Shakira Greer is a master herbalist and certified hydrotherapist as the owner of Charlotte's number one vaginal steaming spa, The Spa Charlotte. Shakira has been named, she is, will always be the legendary V Guru. Welcome back, Shakira.
Thank y'all for having me, darling.
You are welcome. Look, we done had an eventful week, and I think it is time for the ladies, the women, the girls to have a chat.
It is time to have a chat.
We need to talk about some things in order. Girl code. Look.
I'm just kidding.
I was live today on Facebook and Instagram, and I was talking about this because I feel like this generation doesn't even acknowledge girl code.
Yeah, I agree.
I don't know what it is, but maybe they don't know what girl code is.
That's what I was going to say. Do they even know what girl code is?
Yeah. So I'm going to read the definition of girl code. For those of you who don't know what girl code is, or maybe it's some fellas out there that's like, what is she talking about? So girl code is an unspoken set of social rules that women follow when it comes to interacting with other women. Okay? Correct. These are unspoken, y'all. We don't have to say it. We just know this is how we're supposed to move and operate. So Shakira, let me just ask you, why do you think this generation has no respect for girl code?
Because for one, we just had to read that definition today. And for two, no respect for girl code. Half of them ain't got no respect for themselves.
Uh-oh.
So I think that's what it is, too. Like, girl code, like you said, it's an unspoken rule among women. It's an unspoken rule among friends, among homegirls. So that's what's first to be understood. It's not about just women in general. Yeah, you're going to respect every woman. But girl code is you don't do no sneaky, shiesty, funky shit behind your home girl back. You know what I mean? That's girl code. So that's why this generation don't understand it nor respect it, is because it's really no value for it really anymore.
I agree with that. And I think one thing about this generation is that it's so individual now. Correct. Like, it's all about them. They don't really value anything outside of them. It's just such a me type of thing. So fuck it, whatever, make me feel good. I don't care.
I don't care if that's a man.
Yeah. So, and I don't even know if it's like, because there's so many things that we do as women that we just do. And well, we do anyway. I don't know if they do anymore. So what is like an unspoken rule if we like going out to the club or a bar or something like that? What's an unspoken rule for women in that arena?
Like going out?
Yeah, when we go, like we go into the bar or club or something, what is something that we might do or don't do when we go into the bar or the club?
You ain't leaving with nobody, bitch. We came together, we leave together.
Come on.
That's the unspoken rule. You're not finna leave with nobody. No. That's the unspoken rule. Now, if he gonna drag us back to the house, so I'm taking you home, you taking me home, whatever you do after that, you're a grown-ass woman.
Right.
But bitch, we leaving together.
There you go.
That's an unspoken rule.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Yeah. I don't think they do that. They might. I don't know. I ain't hanging with the little girls no more.
Me either, Chad.
I don't know if they follow that rule, because I feel like they move so reckless now because of social media. Like, they'll meet strangers and it's just okay, and they don't think about stuff like that.
House, you go to their house. Crazy.
Because they Netflixing and chilling now and don't even really.
Not on day one. Ain't even no bar, no club no more. They going straight.
Yeah.
They going straight.
Yeah. Dang.
That's what that is. Ain't even going nobody.
No. And that's crazy. And I guess too, because you got dating apps. So they like just meeting up and.
That too. I forgot about that. I ain't never did that.
No, I ain't gonna do that. Mm-hmm. That's so dangerous. But people meeting folks and getting killed and all that.
I mean, I just feel like that is just. I mean, personal opinion. I just feel like it's just not it. it's just not. And what, we finna get to know each other like that on the app? Nah, I'm a old school kind of girl, Chad.
Yeah, I don't wanna. There's so many weirdos out there too.
And being
so.
Online, like,
in their mama basement.
And you don't know where yet, girl. Yeah. You don't know where yet. That's the whole thing. Like, and by the time you find out, it's too late.
Getting catfished and shit.
Yeah, no, ma'am.
So what about, okay, when you go to the club and you with your girls and somebody got to go to the bathroom, what happens?
I mean, if you straight, go your ass to the bathroom. But if you want me to go with you, yeah, I'm going to go with you to the bathroom.
Okay.
Yeah, or I'm going to hold your purse till you get back. It's going to be one of them situations. Mm. But bitch, I'm watching you. I know you went to the bathroom. I'm going to come check on you in about 5-10 minutes if you ain't back. Yeah, but yeah. Oh, no. I'm going to watch you. I watch just my girls. Now, that's one thing about me, honey. You are right over there? Okay.
That's me. Yeah, I think I'm military too, so we always say take a wingman with you. I think you should always take somebody to the bathroom with you, because I don't know what might happen in that bathroom. Somebody might pop some shit off. I don't know. So
now that I get to, sure. But girl, I'm hoping it ain't that.
Hopefully we ain't in them spots.
Hopefully we ain't.
But these young girls,
kind of spots. We this bathroom nice. We not saying up nothing.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? Now, baby, I'm with my bougie girls. We fighting who?
Right.
Nah.
We don't have time for that. But for the young girlies,
outside in the club, we going to jail.
Yeah. No. Y'all, please take somebody with you, or just be vigilant. Like, y'all just be out drunk as I don't know what.
And that's what it is. Like, watch your own damn back. Shit. If you go to the bathroom.
But what, so remember the swing, we'll talk about the particulars, but we had a young lady that came somewhere by herself and she got shit faced drunk and had nobody there with her.
Now that's when you need somebody with you. You know, you by yourself, and you always gonna be a lady. And like my daddy said, a lady always know when it's time to fucking leave.
Yeah.
So yeah, she stayed way, way woke out her welcome. way. I'm talking about that was crazy. And in that situation, you need somebody with you, because anything could have happened to her. If she wasn't around, you know, the right people, anything could have happened to her.
Yeah. So y'all don't go nowhere by yourself with strange people. Even if it is other women, you don't know what the ulterior motives could be. Like, and getting that drunk with people you don't know is unacceptable. Unacceptable. And y'all quit getting so drunk out in public.
Oh God.
Like, what is that about?
The ladies.
Yeah. I'll be seeing them on the curb, throwing up.
That's that tequila. They drinking that heavy, hard liquor. I can't do it.
I'm a tequila girl, but I know two is the max.
You know, you got to know your limit.
Yeah, we're not getting pissy
drunk.
You
just shot out the shots.
Mm.
That's what we not doing. Now, I mean, not in public.
You
doing the privacy of your own home.
Yeah.
Yeah, but I don't know. It's just about cools, having cools. You got to know how to fucking act.
There you go. That's the problem. Ain't no manners. They ain't got no child. They no home training no more. Mm-hmm. So what advice would you give a young girl or a group of young girls who are out and one of the girls is talking to a guy that she don't want to talk to, or you see she's uncomfortable in the situation and she feels like she don't know what to do? It don't have to be a club. It could be just in general. What you doing with the girl?
Well, what I do?
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to get her. You straight over here. Come here.
Yeah.
And if he look big and scary, bitch, I might just be like, mama on the phone. She said, come on. You know you got her car. Yeah, I'm going to do something to get you out that situation. Right. I don't care what it is. Now, that's girl code.
Yes.
Among women in general.
Yes.
When you recognize someone's in danger or, you know, she just might be about to be, you know, taken or taken advantage of. Mm-hmm. Yeah, we stepping in. I don't care if I'm by myself. Sweetie, everything all right over there? I don't care if he with a little girl. Whatever. Right. I got a question. How old are you?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Because he look like a grown-ass man.
Right.
Yeah, yep. I'm asking. I'm saying something.
Yeah.
Now, that's the girl code among women.
That's definitely.
Check on each other.
Yes. Whether you know them or not,
yes.
Women should always feel safe around other women. So you're not even feeling like you're in danger. Like if I'm at a gas station and I see a girl by herself, I'll probably sit in my car just to wait to just make sure she good.
Me too. I was just the other day, honey. What was I was leaving work and a young lady was on the side of the road, tie flat. Or whatever, and I was a tie flat or what she had. She was out of gas because she had to go buy a gas can, and she filled her gas can up, and I took her back to her car. Like I was like, now you know you got to go straight back to the gas station. This ain't gonna get you far. Mm-hmm. But yeah, and stayed with her and helped her and everything. Like no,
yeah, because these weirdos out here, ooh wee.
Because at the end of the day, I got a daughter. I would want somebody to stop and help my child.
Yep, there you go, there you go. Now, here's the part where.
Here we go.
Most women, girls, it don't even really matter the age. I think that sometimes this unspoken rule gets crossed. And we need to talk about it. So when it comes to dating, whether it is somebody you've dated before, somebody they've dated before, maybe y'all hung out, something like that. Like, what are the rules? What's the parameters to doing this? Like, is everything off limits? If
I mean, you don't lay behind your home girl.
Mm-hmm.
That's just the rule. I don't give a damn if it was 10 years ago. Your son, a grown ass man.
That's right.
That's just something you don't do.
No.
Nah, you don't do that. That's all these niggas out here, girl.
Mm.
That means you being wanting to. You know what I mean? Or something like that. So I don't know. I mean, for me personally, I'm never laying behind nobody. I don't want nothing you hate.
Uh-uh.
So no, I think that, ma'am. You can get hurt for stuff like that.
Yeah. So what happens if let's say they didn't know. And then you find out, oh, hold on, I used to mess with that dude.
Now, that's a different situation, and then it depends on how deeply or romantically involved they are. Mm-hmm. But I would still say something. Okay. Like, girl, I used to mess with Charles in high school.
Charles.
You can say whoever, Dante, I don't know any nigga. But I'm just saying, I would let you know. Mm-hmm. Like, if you was with a dude, and I ran into him, you're not from here, this is my city. That's easy to fucking happen, you know?
All right.
So, yeah, I would definitely be like, you know, ain't nothing, but back in 96.
Not 96. Girl,
yeah. I would definitely, girl code, bitch. You gotta tell me.
Yeah, don't be having my face. Right.
Fucking stupid, don't know what the fuck going on. Because see, that's when the problem gonna start.
Right.
Because see, now you gave me a chance to make a choice. Now I can say shit, I don't care, girl. That was 10 years ago. That was 20 years ago. Whatever.
Right. Ooh, child, I don't know if these girls
and him too. He should tell her too, especially if he know like this my home girl.
Yeah,
you tell me too.
Yeah, I agree with that. So is there, because I've heard men say that they try to talk to a chick and the chick be like, I can't talk to you. You try to talk to my home girl, and they be like, so what? Like I ain't do nothing with her. I ain't date her. Like what? How is that? See, this is where the gray area come in. Girl, he trying to talk to me too. So how do we sift through that?
I mean, I guess that's the kind of same girl code. Like, you know, I don't know. It depends on, I don't know. How home girl is she? For real.
I mean, it could be your girl, but see, here's my thing with that situation. He tried to talk to you, he tried to talk to the girl, and she wasn't interested. And now he came, and now he's trying to talk to you.
I mean, I wouldn't talk to him. But I don't know. I don't want to touch that one. But I think it's wrong. Like, for one, if somebody try to talk to you and you say no, and then he be like, oh, well, what's up with you? Motherfucker, nothing. Now you ain't finna spend this whole block, baby. You better go on. But if it was different situations, like that y'all wasn't together and then she met him and then, you know, he tried to holler at her too. Like, girl, I met him last weekend at such and such. He was trying to holler at me too. Right. I guess that would be different. But if we sitting right here chilling together.
Oh, no, not right
okay,
together.
Okay, so just like, oh, yeah, he tried to holler at me one time.
Yeah, like back in the day he tried to holler
but
at me.
But it didn't go nowhere. Right. Girl, I don't know. I don't think that matter.
Okay.
That ain't no big deal.
Either.
I think, girl, what y'all do? How far did it go?
Right.
Nothing? Cool.
Okay, yeah, because I know it's so, I think for men they kind of be like, well, wait a minute, I ain't do nothing with her, why would you be mad? Because I know
that's very understandable. That's very, I understand that. Even if I was a nigga, I'd be like, hey, she got $1.
Right.
Anyway, you know what I'm saying? Yeah, I mean, you ain't go nowhere though.
Okay, so here's one. Let me get a little messy right quick.
Oh, hell, here we go. I knew it was coming.
Okay, so I know that you had a similar situation happen recently.
Okay.
So if you and your girl walk into a situation and y'all see a dude that y'all both find attractive, and you and that dude have y'all linked, like he obviously showing interest to you.
Okay.
And your girl like, okay, cool. All right, that's what's up. But then later on, she sliding his DM. Is that a breaking of the girl code?
Absolutely. Absolutely. Because we was together. This always going to be with...
Yep, this all happened at the same
time. We was all together. Uh-huh. Okay, yeah, I do. Because if you saw that he was expressing interest in your friend, then why wouldn't you tell her that like right then? Damn, friend, I kind of want to slide on them too.
Right.
And then, because we homegirls, bitch, we going to decide, nah, her girl go on here. Or right. Whatever, because we do that too.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? So that's my whole thing with it. Like, tell me what's up. Mm. I don't know. You say you ain't fucking with them, bitch. I'm finna slide on them.
Right.
It's just a conversation. Yeah. Just tell me what the fuck going on.
Because now you're being sneaky.
Yeah, now I'm looking at you like, oh.
Yeah. Like you, ooh, okay. You one of them. If I turn my back, ain't no telling what's gonna happen.
No telling what you.
Yeah, and I think also if the guy didn't show interest in you, why would you even go there?
I mean, and I guess that goes back to what we was talking about the last time on the podcast when they like when you ask the question like, is it okay for a woman to shoot her shot? You know what I'm saying? Some women, me, I'm not shooting no shot.
Right.
I'm a lady. You got to come to me, sweetheart. Yeah. So I understand for the women who are bold enough or, you know, courageous enough to say, shit, I'm interested in him. Like, what's up with you? Can I get your number? Like, I don't have no problem with that.
Right.
Like, do your thing, sis. But me, I just can't do it because I don't take well to rejection. And
right.
Yeah.
But my like, I can understand somebody shooting their shot, like an initial shot, like okay, I'm gonna go in. Let me see. But if I'm around you and you don't show interest in me, I'm not shooting my shot because obviously you don't like me like that. Mm-hmm. I don't know.
That's me.
The delusion is real though.
You'll see it like. In any situation, you know when a man is attracted to you, and a man can almost tell when a woman is attracted to him, whether she says something or not.
Yep.
Our feminism, everything about us, we'll let you know.
It comes off. It exudes,
baby, yes.
Yeah.
That good energy just starts like, hey.
Come on. Come on over here, baby.
Yeah, come on over here, baby. Yes, that. So yeah, if he's not picking up that off of you, then girl, no.
Yeah, he obviously is not interested.
Yeah. So.
Yeah. So
wow.
I know that I have some married friends, and sometimes I have to really be careful about my interactions with their husbands. Cause I don't ever want it to look like anything, feel like anything, nothing, any of that kind of stuff.
Now that's something I don't do.
Yeah, so what type of behavior do you think is unacceptable around your friends, significant others?
Being around them. I do.
Oh, God.
I ain't got no business around your husband.
Without you or with you?
With or without you.
Well, I don't agree with that.
I mean, I could see if I had my husband with me and another people was dead and she had her husband and our other homegirl had her husband. But if it's just me, you, and your husband, ain't no goddamn way.
Well, I don't agree with that. I know that maybe because I hang out with my friends because their husband don't have many friends. So when me and her go, he wants to go. So it's like,
and I ain't gonna hold you because I got married homegirls. And one of my homegirls, like, I don't care where we at. We could be in the bar chilling. He gonna show up. He gonna show us a good time. We gonna die laughing. That's like my bro. Like, yeah. I get it. But like, other than that, like, I'm not finna be in a crib chilling. I'm not, there's no reason for me to be in your home. Like, I don't know. I'm funny about shit like that.
I am.
We out at dinner or we in a bar, you know what I'm saying? Or something like that, that I'm okay with. But I'm just like that kind of person because I don't want to, for nobody to feel like, oh, he was looking at her or she was looking at him, or I don't want none of that energy.
Yeah. And I think it depends on the relationship too. Like, my home girl, like, that's like somebody I raised, so like that's correct. Like my little sister, and her husband's like my brother, and her kids are like my kids, so we at the house, it's all of us.
It's not just family, it's
a whole event. It's not just me, him, and her sitting around. It's us with all the kids,
exactly.
And everybody there.
So, yeah. Other than that, that's
I don't
cool,
want
to
hang
that's
around
family
you
to you them, that's like more that. Like family. But I don't want to be around you.
I try not to be around married couples at all. I don't want no problems.
Mm-mm. I don't want you feeling no way, baby. I don't want him
at all.
It's none of that. It's none of that. And I know because I've been married, and that's just a boundary that you don't cross, just as a woman and as a fucking friend. That's just something that you don't do. That's what we call ho shit.
Yeah, because I've heard a lot of stories where people be like, oh, you know, me and my husband let my cousin or my sister stay with us or my friend stay with us for a while, and it didn't turn out well. It did not turn out well. Mm-hmm. I'm like, she couldn't go to a hotel?
She couldn't go to her mama.
Why was she? No, like, she coming from out of town. Like, they don't live in the same neighborhood, in the same area.
Still not sleeping. But I'm like, we'll get you a room.
Why would you let her stay there?
We'll get you a room.
Like, no.
But you're not staying in my house.
No.
Ain't no other woman laying her head down in my house with my husband in the house. That's not happening.
Yeah, and you know, it's just some things are unspoken.
Yeah, and some shit you just don't even put, some situations you don't put yourself in.
Yeah, because you will never be like, oh, she said no, because I wasn't even over there.
I wasn't even there.
Don't put me in it. Mm-mm, no. So are there any other unspoken girl code rules that this generation needs to know about and implement? Because right now, I feel like they don't have many morals and values. It's like anything goes. It don't matter what it is. They just YOLOing it right now. Like,
yeah. I think these great grandmamas and these grandmamas and all of them are gone. The ones that was like whooping your ass and making you get up and go to church on Sunday and make sure you got a slip on. And you had to sleep with that hair roll up there.
Child.
That we missing that.
Yeah.
That's what we missing. Because that is what teaches you to be a lady, teaches you to be a woman. They start courting. They started training us early.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, we had to have our slip, our socks, honey, with the lace, your church shoes out, and it teaches you. You got to start them early. They ain't knowing shit. They got on Jordans and lace fronts, and yeah. So we ain't starting them out right.
Yeah, I think the foundation has been completely shattered.
I mean, with a jackhammer.
Yeah, and it starts with the fact that a lot of these moms are trying to be their daughter's friends, and they're not really setting any boundaries at all. Like, I don't remember a time where I could go back and forth with my mom about much of anything. Nothing. Like, she didn't like, and I don't know if it was the right way or the wrong way, but her validating my feelings, her telling me, like, compromise with who?
You heard what I said.
You.
Okay. and get in there and clean up my house.
That's it.
That was what we was talking. Yeah.
Yeah, that's it. Like, there was no, well, I don't think you hear me. She didn't care.
Mm-hmm. But was to say, I don't give a fuck what you see.
Period.
It didn't.
No.
Did you hear what I said?
Because you don't have to stay here.
Because you this is my house.
Right. When you get yours,
you can do whatever you want to do. I swear that was my mama, boy. I'm telling you. I think we play. You couldn't even really ask no questions.
Nope. Nope. And I think we swung the pendulum so far from that, because a lot of us was like, well, I ain't gonna do this to my kids. I don't want my kids struggling. I don't want some of those struggles helped us tremendously.
Made us who we are.
Yeah. And now we're suffering the consequences of not implementing that stuff. Because we thought it was so bad.
Yeah, this is very true.
Yeah, like
this is very true. And I got grown kids, so I know this is very true.
Yeah, the sense of entitlement is outrageous. It's outrageous, to be honest. Like, who told you I have to do any of this shit for your grown ass? I don't have to do any of it.
Yeah, and that's what it is. Just us spoiling them and being mama and. You know, some moms, you know, just doing it by themselves, but still making sure that we overdo, we over deliver. Mm-hmm. And now when, you know, they're at that age and they so used to us giving. You know what I mean? Now they don't understand like why we can't.
Yeah. And they go out into the world expecting that same treatment.
This is very
true. And then they get smacked in the face when it's like, whoa, hold on.
And then they ain't had no fathers in the house to teach these little girls how to be a lady. That skirt too short, or take that lipstick off, or you ain't getting your fingernails that long, or you know what I mean? That ain't, and you better be in here for them street lights come on and get up and clean up. You heard what your mama said. Like that's not in the household anymore.
Nope. Yeah, that's something that's really lacking. I always like to give guys the credit that are doing it. But the ones who aren't, it's very evident.
Absolutely.
Because of the product of females that are out there that are a product of not having a dad at the house. So, and y'all, I'm not talking about all, because I know how y'all get. I'm not talking about all.
No, some. Because I know some young girls. I know some men who've raised their daughters. I have a good child's father. I didn't have to be a single parent. So, there are some good men out there, and there's some good men that take damn good care of their kids.
Mm-hmm.
And them not the people we talking about. Right. So we ain't talking about. We're talking about the reason why these little girls are not, you know, who they need to be when they grow up to become women. Mm-hmm. That's what we talking about. Nothing about no daddy or no, I don't want none of that.
Yeah. And I know it'll probably be some women in the comments too. Yes, there are some situations too where dads were present and the daughter still didn't turn out in a certain way. That's just what they were destined to be.
Yeah.
I mean, it just is what it is. But not having that strong father figure in the house is so important. Like, it's so detrimental. They don't understand. And I ain't blaming who, why, what, where. Just the fact that the outcome is what it is.
Correct.
We have a product of children who are running around right now, Generation Z, who are running around right now with the inability.
With absolutely no knowledge of who they are.
And they have the inability to do a lot of life skill things. Like, they just can't do them. They don't know how. They just lost. And they make social media their God. That's their God. And it's sickening. It's pretty bad to see. And I don't know. I think it's going to take us generations to undo what's happening right now. And I don't think people understand that. Like, they praise the Sexy Reds and the Glorillas and all that type of music. And they don't understand.
I love me a Glorilla.
But I'm just saying, like, the
Sexy Red. It's just, she's just way too vulgar and explicit for me.
And that's going to destroy.
I can't talk. I can't. I'm a lady.
But these girls are looking up to them.
Oh, of course.
And they are emulating them. And that the girls that are emulating them are going to have children. And they're going to teach their children to emulate these. So it's going to take generations to undo this shit.
Yes, that's just repetition. The blind leading the blind.
Oh, God.
Yeah. I'm just playing. I didn't mean that. That's why we got to pray for these kids. We got to pray for these babies daily.
And we have to talk to them.
We should start like something like an etiquette class or something where we can teach these girls. These girls probably don't even know how to dress a freaking dinner table.
They don't know how to do a lot of things.
They don't know where the spoon, the fork, the knife go.
Listen, I ain't even gonna get into, because I'm about to do a youth panel, a young adult panel, 18 to 25, 3 weeks in a row. And just trying to get the information from them. It's like, I have to give them like step by step. I'm like, no, I don't, okay. The way their brains work is unbelievable.
Just text and don't spell nothing right. Shorthand everything, and they'll understand everything you say.
Child, listen. Look, and I think one of the biggest gap that needs to be filled is they don't know certain things, and we're not telling them because we think they know it already.
This is true.
So it's a big gap to where it's like we were speaking different languages because we haven't actually spoken to each other. You got this new generation out here all by themselves, and we over here talking about how bad they are, but ain't nobody coming together to try to figure out how to fix it. Yeah.
Yeah. Or show them the way. I'm an advocate for that. I'm totally with it. Like, I'm here to, and young lady, don't do it. Pull your skirt down. Go put the long skirt on. Take the blue wig off. Let's go for more of the blue one.
Yeah.
Let's tone it down a bit. We need a tone down season on these girls.
And I was telling this young guy the other day, he saw all these girls coming into this event, and he was just like, oh. And I said, see, I wish the women could see you doing this so they could understand that they ain't got to do much. They just got to show up. Mm-hmm. You don't have to do a lot, ladies.
I mean, just
the men just happy that you're there. You ain't got to do all the extra stuff. I promise you don't. They just happy that you showed up and they got somebody to look at.
Okay.
They don't care.
Like, you ain't got to let them see everything.
No, you don't. You don't. But so tell me, what is something that people would be surprised to know about you?
That I'm nice. No, no, I'm just kidding.
Oh my God.
Surprised to know about me.
Mm-hmm.
I'm finna go to pilot school.
Are you?
Yeah.
Nah, I'm surprised.
Okay. Yeah, that's what I'm working on. I'm finna go to pilot school.
Okay.
Yeah.
Let me get me a private jet.
That's what
let
I
you be
do.
The pilot.
I'm gonna get a whole company. You ain't gotta worry about it.
Come on now. Let's go. Yes. Now that's definitely surprising. I love it. I love it. I love it. Yeah. Black girl magic. I know y'all men hate when we say that.
We are magical. We're actually.
Yeah, absolutely. Mm-hmm. What is the best advice you've ever received?
I got something I want to say, but
say it. Say it.
My daddy gave me this advice.
Oh, Lord, I know it's crazy if your daddy gave it to you.
I think what a lot of girls need to hear is too.
Okay, what is it?
Since we're talking about girl code,
mm-hmm.
I think the best advice that my daddy ever told me was you're going to get more from a man without fucking him than you'll ever get from fucking him.
Daddy was such a genius.
And that's some good shit.
He was such
and
a genius.
And I drank to that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And I think that's wonderful advice, especially for these girls now and this whole topic of what we're discussing. Keep your panties on.
Yeah, right now it's flying off the shelf.
Ooh, baby.
It's flying off.
It don't even cost nothing no more.
No. Nope. They ain't got to work for it.
I don't think it's nothing on the shelf.
No. And that, you know, the one thing we keep hearing about this dating pool and how pissy it is, it's so messed up. You know the quickest way to fix a dating pool, ladies? Stop sleeping with men who are not giving you the commitment that you want. That will fix the whole thing. Yeah. It'll fix the whole thing. I promise you.
Or just stop sleeping with men just as a tool or a mechanism or, you know, to get something or to hold them or to even as a form of power. Like, that's stop using it for that. Use your fucking brain.
Yeah, well, some of them ain't got one, but yeah. But I'm telling you, because how often do we hear the conversation, oh, well, I thought we was together and I had this baby and now we ain't together. I thought we was going to get married. Well,
why? Hell, that was me 20 years ago, Jack.
Right, but now we have a lot of information and access to it. Like, the excuses that people are still using to make the same excuses that other people made is crazy to me. Back in the day, we didn't have nothing but the people around us telling us this shit.
Yeah.
And they wasn't really living by the example. So mm-hmm. we just like, yeah, whatever. It ain't going to happen to me. That was always going to happen to me.
Yeah.
But like to want a commitment from somebody and think that you can keep giving them and you're not getting what you're asking for, it's kind of insane.
Absolutely, because you've already showed them that you're willing to accept the bare minimum.
Yeah.
But that's what we call your standard.
Mm-hmm.
You got to have a standard. I don't care if it ain't no taller than your damn toenail. Have something about yourself that you just absolutely stand for.
Yeah.
Like, I don't know. I know he be cheating, but he ain't going to put his hands on right. Now, it got to be some. You got to have some kind of standard. Like, they just go for anything. And I think that's what's the craziest thing. Like, and I don't know if it's just because women just feel like they just have to have a man. You know, some women are like that. Like, I just got to be in a relationship. If I got to take care of him, I take care of him. I already got to pay my bills anyway. I heard somebody say that.
Oh, jeez.
Like, I don't really care if a man pay my bills. I mean, I got to pay my bills anyway.
Oh, Lord.
I'm like, yeah, me too.
Yeah, but you ain't coming here. I might be crazy, but you can't come stay with me for free. That's one thing you're not going to do.
You can't come over and spend the night over here. You can't even spend the night up in here.
Yeah, but that goes back to not having a dad.
My grill.
That's not that go back to not having a dad.
Yeah. So, I mean, I had a great dad though.
No, I'm saying with the girl saying
with no standard, of course. Yeah. So I think that's what it is for me. Like, you train them up right.
Yeah. Because if you don't know the example of what a good man looks like, you fall
for anything.
And you really just trying to, and they may be not falling for it. They just searching like, I don't know what it looked like.
That's
so,
what they seen growing up. That's what their mama did. Or that's what, you know, their aunties or their cousins, mama, who everybody. That's what women was doing around them. They take care of their men.
Yeah, that too.
Because it's some out there that take damn good care of their men.
And they out there making babies with everybody.
Bless their heart.
And then you have people, women who have experienced the, he's telling me this, so it must be true. He ain't showed it to me at all. But as long as he keeps giving me hope and telling me these things, then I'm just going to hold out and hope that he finally does it. And it just never happens. But they got hope.
I mean, like I say, when you get sick and tired of being sick and tired, you leave that nigga alone or that man. I'm sorry.
Yeah.
But I don't know. I guess it's just like some people love languages, different things. Like, I don't know. Maybe he keep the house clean. You know, like, oh, no. It's something he doing. It's something that he does for her, whether it's sexual or just strictly companionship. But,
yeah.
You know what I mean? Some women are literally like that. Like, I just have to have a man. I don't want to be alone.
Yeah, no, thank you.
Yeah, no.
No, I'll be okay.
I'm fine.
Yeah, I'll be okay. I'm sorry. I'm not.
So
I'm just
I think
not.
That's what it is, too. But again, like I said, that's that working on yourself and loving yourself and knowing your worth, girlfriends.
Yeah, because you're going to find yourself in the situation. You're going to find yourself in the same situation over and over and over and over. Mm-hmm. Just a different person, but the same type of dude.
Because that's the energy you have. That's that spirit that you have on you. It's just you attract that. You know, that's what you attract. That's the kind of man that you attract. Yeah. Like, you ever had a woman like, every man I get put his hands on me. Or every man I get cheat on me.
Yeah.
You know what
it's
I mean?
You, boo. It's you. It is you. Well, you keep picking them shit.
That's a whole nother thing, too. So, is it you?
It is. Because I'm going to tell you this. A lot of people look at it like you're attracting things because you're a bad person.
Mm-hmm.
But you a lot of times you attract things because you're good. You got a light that they're drawn to and they're trying to suck the light from you.
Oh, absolutely. Now, so that I agree with.
So you keep attracting the same things because they can see that you're going to take care of me. You're going to nurture me. You're going to let me come and suck the light out of you.
Oh, my goodness. That was weird.
So I think a lot of women, they keep trying to figure out, why do I keep attracting the same thing? Because they can see you a mile away. Your light is bright. And it's not that you're...
And it's not bad. It's not bad to be that person.
And you're not attracting that type of man. You're attracting all men. But the ones you keep choosing is the ones that you keep choosing. Now you got to figure out why you keep choosing that man.
Okay. Now that's it.
Yeah. That's, I mean, once you figure that part out, man.
I guess just like some men need to be needed, some women like to be needed too.
Mm, absolutely. Yeah. I mean, that's how they get validated.
I mean, I like to be needed, of course, but not in a way where you just can't get up and get along without me. Mm. I like you to need me on a certain level.
Yeah, don't depend on me for your shit.
On me. I need you to be 100% independent.
Yeah.
I need you to come 100% together.
Mm-hmm.
I can't help you. I don't want to. No. I don't want to.
You don't want to? And it's funny because a lot of men get so angry. That's why we go get our passport. We going over here because y'all black women don't want to. No, we have helped so many times.
I will help you. If something is already in place and you needed to be structurized, you need to be scaled to another level,
mm-hmm.
I'll do that. Yeah. I'm excellent at it. But what I'm not going to do is build it for you.
No.
No, you got to have that shit already. I'm not doing that. Now, if you need help with what's already existing, I might look over the paperwork. Razzle-dazzle on it for you. Okay, so this is what you should do. Yeah, yes, I would help you. Because guess what? Helping you is helping me. I want you to level up.
Yeah.
Yeah. But I ain't finna build you. I'm not doing it now.
Yeah, and I think that's a disconnect right there with men and women. Because I believe at a certain age range, yes, we should be building each other together.
Absolutely.
But when we get to a certain age range, baby, you need to be built.
Yeah.
I'm not building you. No. I will help. Listen, because I'm not saying this because I haven't done it before. Because I have done it and it has backfired on me. And I'm not willing to do it again. And then I found out that there motherfuckers out there built already that want to come over here.
And my good smart ass, you ain't even got to ask me. I'm going to help you. Look, boo, I see you got this going on, right? This is what you should do. Let me help you with that.
Easy.
That's you ain't got to ask me shit.
Nope.
Yeah. Let me see.
I got you. 100% I got you.
Oh, yeah. I did it already. I already did it. Yep. Don't worry about it. I already fixed it. I seen it. I fixed mm-hmm. it already.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Easy. But for the dusties out there, hear me loud and clear. Stay away from me. I'm not helping
her, y'all.
No, when I tell you nobody else ever again in life.
I mean, that go for male and female.
And period. People. I'm not helping people.
That go for male and female with me.
Mm-mm. I can't do it. I can't afford it spiritually and Ooh. Mentally. I can't afford it anymore. I've done enough. Mm-hmm. If that was what took me to get to heaven, I'm there. I'm on the books. Okay. Mm-hmm. We good. But no, I'm not doing it no more.
Yeah, I can't. And when I say can't help nobody, I ain't talking about like in anything in life, but like building you, helping you, my finances, giving you a place to stay, anything of that nature, even coming to my house to visit. Just, I was in the area, I had to stop by. Don't even do that.
No, we need to. I need you to plan that ahead of time.
You was gonna go, I'm gonna meet you up there. I'm gonna meet you there. Mm-mm, I'm done with that. But helping somebody, like, oh, Kira, I got this, my business, and I need help with this. Boom, I'll help you with any of that. Yes,
yeah.
Elevating you, helping you grow. You got something going on? Yes. If I can be an asset, I will.
Absolutely.
But the vultures, I can't be a crutch.
I'm not dealing with vultures no more.
Mm-mm, I'm done.
Nah. But I got one more question for you.
Mm-hmm.
If you could do one thing over again in life, what would it be?
Mm-hmm. I hate to say this. It's going to sound kind of cruel. And I hope nobody is watching. But I would genuinely say, I hate to say this. This is so bad.
Uh-oh.
Get married.
You wouldn't do it?
Hell no. I mean, what was the question?
If you could do one thing over in life, what would it be?
We'd choose a different husband.
Choose a different husband.
Yes. I'm 100%. Yes.
Oh, my God.
Yes. Yes.
Really?
Absolutely.
You don't think that situation help mold you into being who you are today?
Oh, absolutely. Yes, indeed. But I could have became this person without going through all of that bullshit.
You think so?
I was this person I read.
Period.
That's the problem. You know, but nah, and I'm not saying like, oh, don't get married. I'm not saying none of that. I'm just saying choose that person that's willing to watch you grow and allow you to be a butterfly or, you know, bloom, whatever, instead of, you know, wanting to be in control of everything or keep you down from everything, or instead of just saying, you know what, that's my wife, child. Let her do her thing, child. Just let her shine. That's what she do. She'll come back.
So that kind of goes back to the whole jealousy thing. Oh, God. Yeah.
I wouldn't even say it was like a jealousy thing. It was a just like, just stay right here. Why do we go all the way up there for? Just stay right here.
That's a form of jealousy.
We good
though.
Right here. We good. We got everything we need. We good. We want to go all that for.
That's a form of jealousy. You do know that, right?
I think it was a form of, if you do all that, you ain't gonna need me like I need you to need me.
So I'm getting jealous because I think you're gonna leave me. I think you're gonna not need me no more. Like, hold on, why you feel like you need to do that? I ain't doing all that. Like, we good.
And I think that's what anything it would be to just make. I don't know. Yeah, just make wise decisions. Choose your person very wisely, and make sure that they respect you. I want to say respect you more than they love you. Because somebody that don't respect you and love you, they hurt you. Somebody that respects you more than they love you, they the genuineness is there. They're going to always make sure you're okay.
Yeah.
That's how I feel.
I agree with that. Yeah. Respect goes a long, long, long way. Mm-hmm. You could love a whole bunch of people.
You would be the bitch ass you love.
Yeah, but you don't respect.
But you won't hit a woman you respect.
You won't. And there's certain things you won't do at all to a person you respect.
Exactly.
You'll think twice about it. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I agree with that. Yeah. So life just be life. And I don't know. You know, I had a conversation today with somebody because, you know, I don't know why everybody want me to be married. I'm not doing it. And let me stop saying that. Let me stop saying that. I prefer not to be married. And it has nothing to do with like, I could see myself being married to a person, but I don't think I would ever have the courage to do it.
So you know the person. You're envisioning.
I got a couple of ideas.
Okay, so you got potential. You got prospects.
Yeah.
Okay, so why not though? Like, why? I don't know. Well, I will say, like, I can't wait to find my person. I ain't gonna hold you. I can't wait to find my person.
I can't get into that on the live, but
not who.
Just well, if I described it, y'all know what I'm talking about. So. <Don't go there. laughs> Yeah, it's just, and I think eventually I'll get over the fears and the apprehensions and stuff like that, but. It's a tough one for me.
I think with us, and like we have talked about several times, you know, we got to learn how to be self and just like learn how to let a man be a man.
But I don't have a problem with that in relationships at all. My problem is that I don't trust people. I just don't trust them because every time I did, it didn't work out.
Well, those weren't your people.
Well, that's why I'm just like, how about we just have like a committed relationship? In no paperwork. Then I don't have to be so anxious about the whole legal part. We can have a wedding and all that. Reception, the whole nine. Just no license.
So you just want a wedding. You don't want a marriage.
I don't want a wedding at all, actually. But most men that I have this conversation with, they want the wedding. I'm like, I don't need a wedding. I don't care nothing about that.
You know, men, when they get about 40, 45, they little, you know, ready to get married.
Yeah, I don't want no wedding.
I do, bitch. I want a Cinderella wedding, honey. I want bitches hanging out the ceiling, singing.
All right, Tyler Perry.
Yes, I want Tyler Perry to produce my
no,
wig.
No, we don't need him. We don't need him to produce nothing else. He need to go back in to the drawing board.
I don't know, girl. Divorcing the black was like good as hell.
I didn't like it.
You ain't like
I
it.
Thought it was, we done seen that storyline 1,000 times. Oh, 110,
but it was good.
It was unrealistic.
Yeah,
I'm on my way. I'm an hour and 15 minutes away. Hurry.
I'm pulling up.
Really?
You know Tyler Perry going to keep much. Some extra.
It was not good. He got
it.
I gotta
thought
get,
it was pretty good, though.
He needs to get some new writers.
Baby, that mama, though. That mama. I liked it, that mama.
That's the only person I liked in the whole movie.
I kind of yeah.
That's the only person I liked. I didn't even think Megan Good played a good role in that movie. I think she was stupid. You going to let that man get his ass beat in the bed sleep?
I you said, bitch, you ain't gonna go up
there
and wake that nigga up.
Just unrealistic. That's what I'm talking about.
I would say, nigga, you better get out this nigga.
Tyler Perry is just, he go too far. And I think, and I really think men are exhausted with this whole black man beating the wife and the just that stereotypical, it's the same storyline, actually.
I mean, he kind of do portray black men in a very...
Like
now that you say, yeah, he does.
Everyone,
a black man movie. Leaving a woman for a white man, or beating up the black lady, or it every, is Tyler.
Every single, it's the same storyline. I'm so tired. I was just really waiting.
Why did you really say that? Yeah, other than them, like goes to jail, family reunions, yeah. And even on them, it'd be somebody getting jumped on, beat up, or something.
Yes, it's everyone. And here come Captain Save-A-Ho. He got the sorry black man, the here come one that's gonna save her.
Good black man.
It's the same
Savannah,
story.
Savannah, that's a good man.
Child, I can't tell. I love Tyler Perry. I think he does great, but he really needs to hire some writers now. It's time for you to pass the torch, Tyler. You gotta let somebody else in. You gotta let him in. Pass the torch.
I say it takes a village.
Honey. It does.
Maybe he needs some help. Listen, so I thought it was all right though.
I wasn't a fan. I was so I was irritated, like. No, nah, Tyler, you know that it wouldn't really happen.
CP.
Come on, boo. Yeah, and for boo. All of you out there, he make millions of dollars. And that doesn't mean that us, the consumers who are making him a millionaire, don't have the right to give feedback. Shut up.
Yeah, I like Tyler Perry.
I'm like, well, he can still take critique. We trying to keep him in this thing for another 20 years.
That's
okay?
Why you have people called critics, because they give their opinion.
And you know he got 0% on Rotten Tomatoes. I don't think that's ever happened before.
Ever?
I've never seen anybody get 0%.
0%.
Because how many times can you do the same script over and over again? And maybe I'm looking at it from a producer.
It was a bit harsh. It was the dragging out the cast. The cast, like, come on. Into the movie.
Tyler Perry, did you really?
I don't need nothing from y'all.
Stripping in the church.
She took her dress off, girl. It was entertaining. That's what it was.
It was just like one of the comedians.
When that part happened, I'm like, you can't stop watching this.
I thought it was going to be more. That's what catches your attention. Yeah. Then it's like, oh, come on. Not the same thing again.
And you been sitting here letting him cuss you out. And you sitting out here waiting outside with my girl.
Irritated. I was irritated.
I would have been gone.
And one of the comedians on social media that I follow, his name Will Mills. Shout out to Will Mills. He's hilarious. They dragged him, but he don't care. He said, only people that like this movie is people from Mississippi, Alabama, and fat church ladies that stay in church at 5 o'clock on Sunday.
Not 5 o'clock. Like, well, I ain't neither one of them. I didn't think it was bad, though,
like,
y'all.
Man, shut up.
I'm not staying in a good old church service, though. But listen.
Yeah, I was just like, I tried to like it. I did. I went in open-minded. Unbiased, not listening to anybody else. So I'm just gonna watch the movie. And then I was like, I really wanted to like this movie. This is so stupid.
Give him a chance. Child, me, Tyler.
Love you, Tyler Perry. Keep
what
doing what you're doing.
But what's the guy name who was Megan Good's husband?
Corey Hardrick.
I ain't like that voice he was using.
That slave voice? That like slave he was in a damn sharecropper or something. It was stupid. How realistic is that in 2024, Tyler? Come on.
And how realistic is a black man to get the yelling and cussing in the middle of that goddamn restaurant like that and the police don't haul his ass left out of
it? It was a lot going on. It was a lot going on, y'all. It was a lot going on. And I know y'all love Tyler Perry, and I love him too. And I hope he keep making movies, but I really hope he gets some writers to help him because he really needs some help.
He needs to write a movie about Girl Code. Everybody love his movie so much.
No, because he's going to have a man in there beating a girl. It's going to be the same shit.
Damn shit.
Somebody gonna get beat up. Somebody gonna get cheated on.
Yeah,
the girl's gonna fall out.
Oh man, this is terrible.
This is.
Shout out to Tyler Perry. Hopefully he takes the critique and.
We love you, TP.
We love you, TP. Keep doing what you're doing, boo. But not that way no more. Okay. Thank you. All right, Shakira, you know what it is. Time of the show where you need to tell the people how they can follow you on social media. If you got anything coming up, let the people know what you got going on.
No, regular smegular. I'm just kidding, y'all. Shakira, the V-Guru, of course. Instagram, V-Spot underscore Charlotte. Facebook, I don't really dabble, but it's V-Spot Charlotte. We are located at 10210 Berkeley Place Drive, Suite 150. Charlotte, North Carolina University area, y'all, right by Fume. So come and see us. Get your pussy right by the V-Guru.
Please, y'all, go get y'all pussy right, because I heard y'all pH balance is off in these streets. Mm. Out there smelling and tasting like house keys and pennies. I don't know what to tell you. Drink some water and go get your V-steamed, okay?
Please, if you taste like house keys and pennies. You need to keep Penny together. You don't let her get to smelling like that.
Listen, I appreciate you for coming on again, being my guest. We get to talk about the girls today. So y'all know what to do. Y'all need to like, comment, subscribe. The Core Queen Podcast on YouTube. YouTube, people, YouTube. I need y'all to go and watch as many videos as y'all can on my channel. Help your girl out. Let's get some numbers up in these streets. I appreciate y'all every single week for watching, tuning in, commenting, liking, engaging with me. Every week, I will try to bring y'all guests to come on and entertain y'all, okay? I have an event coming up on August 31st in my hometown, Bristol, Pennsylvania. Bristol, PA all day, baby. I need y'all to come out and support. It is my annual Back to School Bash. We do it all out there, y'all. Last year, we gave away over 400 backpacks full of supplies. This year, I want to give that and then some. We give the kids a free meal. They get to come out and play games. I give them trophies and medals. They get to ride the horses. My homeboy Juan Riggins brings out the horses. He brings out his car show. We got people from over 200 miles away to come to do their car show, and they let the kids vote on the winner of the car show. So y'all come out, support. If you want to donate, please let me know. All of my social media platforms has the donation links for Amazon, Cash App, Venmo, Zelle, all of that good stuff, so you can help me give back to my community that I grew up in. So y'all know what to do. Follow me, subscribe, like, tune in next week. Y'all, we out.
Are you a content creator looking for a space to create and elevate your brand? Well, look no further. The Core Queen Podcast Studios is now open. Core Queen Podcast Studios offers spaces for content creators to record or to live stream their podcast. Whether you're an aspiring creator or you're a seasoned vet, the Core Queen Podcast Studios is here for all your content creator needs. Visit CoreQueenPodcastStudio.com for more info. That's CoreQueenPodcastStudio.com today.